What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Tuesday morning. Today, we're going to be talking some Giants football. You know, guys, next weekend, we're going to be witnessing four teams, both in the AFC and the NFC, NFC. You know, we're going to be having, we're down to 4 teams in each conference, you know, and, you know, at the end of the day, there's going to be a winner and a loser. And let's hope and expect that we're going to get great matchups, you know, because, like, the more games you win in the playoffs, the more confident you are moving forward, you know, and there's going to be matchups that none of us expected, you know, but anyways, guys, you know what happens when I get on here. I start talking about the Giants, and obviously the Giants are going to be heading to Philadelphia to play the Eagles in a Sunday night NFC East showdown. Obviously the winner will be playing the winner of the 49ers and the Cowboys. But here we go. I just want to talk about this matchup really quick, and I just really want to explain to everyone, you know, because most of you guys really were asking me questions, you know, on the history between the Eagles and the Giants, and obviously, you know, the history between both of these teams, it's not as historical as the one between the Giants and the Cowboys, but the Giants and the Eagles, they do go way. The Giants and Eagles, there have been both of these division rivals have had moments against each other. You know, both of these teams did play each other in the playoffs one time. I forgot. I think this happened when head coach Dick Vermeil was running the Eagles. The Giants lost because we fumbled it, and the Eagles turned it. The Eagles picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown. You know, I can't remember the last time we played the Eagles ever since then. So, you know, it's been a while since these two have been playing each other in the postseason. But I just want to talk about how the Eagles playoff. I just wanted to explain to everyone on why this game, you know, against the Giants could signal big upset, you know, it happened before, you know, or, you know, could signal great things as well. You know, look, this is history, you know, like, there has never been any love lost when the Eagles and the Giants face each other, you know, and that's especially true in the playoffs. Both of these teams have only met 4 previous times in the postseason. But, you know, each game has been meaningful. One season, the number 6 seed Philadelphia, the number 6 seed Eagles. You know, this one time the Eagles were the number 6 seed, knocked on the top seeded and defending Super Bowl champion Giants. And another, the Giants returned the favor to the Eagles, fresh off a Super Bowl season, breathing them behind a rookie outside linebacker named Lawrence Taylor, the great Lawrence Taylor, and a backup quarterback from the University of Delaware and Scott Brunner. You know, however, there have been lessons and warning signs as to what can happen this time when the top-seeded Eagles, coming off the most successful season in their history with 14 wins, face the upstart and number 6 upstart and number six seed in the NFC, which are the New York Giants, fresh off a road upset over the Minnesota Vikings. You know, I just want to talk about the previous games between both of these teams and what each one means. You know, so the first time these two met in the postseason, it was the 2008 season, divisional round. This is when the Eagles had Donovan McNabb at quarterback, and we all know Donovan McNabb. He was a really good quarterback. You know, the Eagles won this game. The Eagles beat the Giants 23-11. Now, the similarities are eerie. You know, the Eagles were the number six seed that year, coming off a road playoff win over the Vikings in the first round before facing the Giants, who were the number one seed, and also the defending Super Bowl champions, who were the New York Giants, were coming off a bye week. You know, but the Eagles got off to a fast start when Asante Samuel intercepted Eli Manning and returned the ball to the Giants, to setting for the first touchdown. You know, in the fourth quarter, the defense twice stopped the Giants on fourth down near midfield. That's exactly what the Eagles needed, because the Eagles offense at that time struggled for the most part. Donovan McNabb threw over 200 yards with two touchdowns and two interceptions, and Brian Westbrook only had 36 yards rushing on 18 carries. You know, and Brian Westbrook, he was a really good running back with the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, But back in this time, the Giants' defense was very good. You know, the Eagles were playing free and loose, happy to be in the playoffs after needing a win on the final day of the season, along with the losses by other two NFL teams. You know, McNabb personified this after his game clinching first down, as he was knocked out of bounds on the Giants sideline, and he picked up a phone as if to mock the Giants. He was penalized for unsportsmanlike conduct. The Giants seemed to be in a similar situation, playing loose, you know, and carefree after winning a road playoff game over the Vikings. You know, Andy Reid, who was the Eagles head coach Andy Reid, as we all know, who is the best head coach behind Bill Belichick, who is now the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. He was coaching this Eagles team at the time, and he was saying, quote unquote, we trusted each other, we believed, and I couldn't be happier for them. The players executed like crazy. They never wavered one bit. That's tough to find in this league. You know, obviously the Eagles hope history doesn't repeat itself in this case. Back then, the Eagles, likely wary from three straight weeks of travel, fell to Arizona in the NFC Championship game. Now let's move forward. Let's move to the 2006 season. This time it was in the wild card round. This time the Eagles beat the Giants again, 23-20. You know, there was no way to know what to expect. This time Donovan McNabb had torn his ACL. In November, and the Eagles, behind backup quarterback Jeff Garcia, had to win their last five games just to get into the playoffs. You know, the Eagles seemed like they were well on their way after taking a 20-10 lead into the fourth quarter, but the Giants quickly tied the game before the Eagles got one more chance. They slowly worked their way down the field, and David Akers kicked a 38-yard field goal with 10 seconds left. Akers kicked the ball in a rainstorm. You know, the Eagles had to rely on Westbrook, who had a career high. Westbrook, who had a career high 141 yards rushing, including a 49-yard touchdown run. Now, Andy Reid said on that day, these games are always knockdown, drag out battles. This was no different. You gotta love it. You know, I think there's a lesson here that we all need to learn, especially with quarterback Jalen Hurts dealing with a shoulder injury. If Hurts can't run or throw effectively, the Eagles might have to rely on Miles Sanders and this defense. Both, of course, have come through the season. Now, the Eagles season ended the next week in New Orleans with a 27-24 loss to the Saints. You know, let's move back a little bit to the 2000 year. This time it was in the divisional round. This time the Giants beat the Eagles. The Giants beat the Eagles 20-10. The Eagles have to have hope, you know, that this is the best sign of things to come. That season, the Giants were the better team all season, while the Eagles in Andy Reid's second year were in the playoffs for the first time after missing the playoffs for five straight seasons. In 2022, the Eagles have been the better team all season, while the Giants are in the postseason for the first time in five seasons. In 2001, the Eagles lost all three games to the Giants by a combined score of 77-35. In two games this season, it's 70 to 38 Eagles. You know, in this one, the Giants didn't waste any time. While the Eagles, who had beaten Tampa Bay the week before in the wild card round, fell apart, New York returned opening kickoff. The Giants returned a opening kickoff for a touchdown, and it only got worse as the Eagles fell behind 17-0 in the second quarter. Donovan McNabb threw a pick six as the Eagles committed three turnovers. He was sacked six times, and Akers missed a 30-yard field goal attempt. You know, McNabb said after that game, he was saying, "It looked like they game planned for me and no one else. It looked like their whole team was a spy." Or as Giants linebacker Michael Burrow put it, "It was like someone threw bait into the piranha tank." Back then, the bait was McNabb. The next season, the Eagles began a run of four straight NFC championship games. You know, that was the greatness of Donovan McNabb. You know, Donovan McNabb wasn't a bad quarterback. This dude took the Eagles just like how we're the same sense on how we're talking about Patrick Mahomes. You know how we all say, "Oh, Mahomes, he's gonna be the next Tom Brady," because look at, he brought the Chiefs to four straight NFC championship games. And look at, it's the same thing with Donovan McNabb, you know, but McNabb, he didn't have the firepower that Mahomes has. You know, for some reason, he couldn't win enough games in the playoffs, you know, and that was the thing about McNabb. You know, look at this season, that applies to the current Eagles defense going after Daniel Jones and running back Saquon Barkley. Like McNabb back then, Daniel Jones doesn't have elite receivers to throw to, you know. Now let's go way back to the 1981 season in the wild card round. This is when the Giants were very good. The Giants beat the Eagles 27-21. The Eagles, fresh off reaching their first Super Bowl, were listing after starting off 6-0, then getting to 9-2. The Eagles lost four straight before burying the then St. Louis Cardinals 38-0 in the regular season finale. It seemed like they had gotten their momentum back. That ended quickly. For Eagles fans worried about shaky special teams moments this season, take note. The Eagles fell behind 20-0 in the first quarter as a fumbled punt led to one Giants touchdown. And another touchdown, you know, occurred when the Giants recovered a fumble kickoff in the end zone. The Giants quarterback that day was Udis Brunner, who had taken over after Phil Simms separated his shoulder midway through the season. Brunner didn't do much, only going 9-for-15 for 96 yards. He didn't have to, because once the Giants took that big early lead, they turned to the running game as Rob Carpenter had 161 yards on 33 carries. You know, so, you know, look at the Eagles, meanwhile, struggled offensively. Ron Jaworski went 13 of 24 for over 100 yards, you know, in large part because of Taylor, Lawrence Taylor, who was just starting his Hall of Fame career. You know, and Dick Vermeil, the Eagles head coach at the time, always said, he was saying when the Giants beat the Eagles at the time, the first fumble killed us. The second one buried us. The Eagles didn't get back to the playoffs for another 7 seasons. That was the last time the Eagles were in the playoffs. Ever since Dick Vermeil was gone, the Eagles were dog crap. You know? So, you know, that's the long history between both of these franchises. You know, I'm very excited that both of these teams are going at it once again because, you know, even though Eagles fans are crazy, you know, I mean, even though they're in the same division, and you know how when you're facing a team that's coming from your own division, you want to beat your opponent so bad when it comes to, you know, when it comes from the division, you know, and I'm just excited, you know, I'm just excited, you know, especially seeing the Giants in the divisional round. Like, who expected this Giants team to go to the divisional round? With not as much talent as the Eagles, you know. But I'm very excited to see these two go back at it. You know, there's some, you know, like I said, obviously there's not a lot of history between both of these teams, but you know, both of these teams did have moments in history, you know, to face each other. I'm excited. And you never know, the Giants. Call me crazy, but I'm very confident that we can roll into Philly and we can beat this Eagles team. You know, I mean, look what we did to Justin Jefferson. You know, and now obviously the Eagles. Now obviously Jalen Hurts, he's not Kirk Cousins. You know, Jalen Hurts, he has a lot. Jalen Hurts literally has 2 number one receivers playing for him. AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. Like I don't think anyone could argue that if you put one of those guys on a team that really needs a receiver, one of those guys are clear number one receivers, you know? But we did lock down Justin Jefferson, you know? Justin Jefferson only had 47 yards receiving against this Giants secondary. You know, and I'm very interested in seeing, I'm just very interested in seeing how Wink Martindale's gonna go after Jalen Hurts in this offense. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Wink Martindale, you know, does the same thing he did against the Vikings, you know, let the secondary do man coverage down deep, you know. And what I mean by that, everyone's backing up in the backfield, you know, and just keeping their eyes on the receivers while the guys up front try to get to the quarterback, you know. So I'm very excited, but we're gonna have to see. But yeah, guys, that's all I have to say for today, you know. And yeah, I will be back on my podcast tomorrow to talk more Giants football. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. And yeah, but I hope you all have a wonderful Tuesday, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. But until then, I'm out. Peace.